Okay, welcome to Mikey Pod on the Bayou. I have successfully resisted doing my typical hello and welcome to Mikey Pod on the Bayou, but I just did it, so that doesn't count, does it? First off, I have some music for you. Later in the show today, I'm going to play some interviews I did out at the Midtown Farmers Market here in Houston. It's almost to downtown. It's in the building and the parking lot of my friend Monica's restaurant. Monica and Andrea, I believe, would be the purveyors, whatever word that means they own the shit. And so I interviewed some people there, including Monica herself, acclaimed, world-renowned chef. And I just did three little short interviews, and it's going to be a short show today, because last week was so long, and I couldn't bear to cut it short, so hopefully I don't drive anyone away with obnoxiousness. Back to the song. Sweet Billy Pilgrim. I tried to do a little bit of research in my own lazy, I don't want to take more than 2 or 3 minutes sort of way. And all I discovered about this group, which I originally downloaded, I think, from Salon.com, is that they did some work on David Sylvian's most recent album, and David Sylvian is one of my favorites. The track they worked on there is The Heart Knows Better. David Sylvian's newest album is pretty good. Actually, I think it's about a year old, maybe even more, but it's the latest thing that he's done. It's really unusual for him, but then at the same time it's not, because he tends to experiment a lot. So anyway, this song is called Forget to Breathe, and it's by Sweet Billy Pilgrim. You can download it for free as well as a number of their other tracks from their website, sweetbillypilgrim.com. And I believe this is PodSafe since they're offering it for free anyway, and I'm just promoting that fact. And they also, on their blog, have all kinds of free MP3s to download from other bands that definitely are not legal to be sharing, but whatever. So they did it, so I can do it too. So I'm playing them in my show. And here it goes. This is called Forget to Breathe by Sweet Billy Pilgrim.
My shoulders are aching. I'm scared to go out. And I'd
Breakdown in the middle of that song. I totally love that song. There are several songs that I've also downloaded. I don't love them all as much as I love that one, but damn, I love that song. So, Forget to Breathe. God, I'm having the hardest time talking today. Forget to Breathe by Sweet Billy Pilgrim. Download it from their site. I don't know what they have for sale. I didn't even look because I don't have any money. I'm so poor right now. But that's not your problem. So here's my interview I did this weekend with several people at the Midtown Farmers Market, and let me pull it up here. I think I have it ready to go. Nope, but I can find it real quick. Sophia, it's at my friend's, I said this already, restaurant. Midtown Farmers Market is every Saturday morning from 8 a.m. to 12 noon, and you can actually get directions to it from the website tafia.com, tafia.com. Is that silly? C-O-M. I think you knew that part. And it's 3701 Travis Street. It's supported by Green Mountain Energy, and I switched over to them this weekend, too. So it's worth checking out. It's a lot of fun. So anyway, here's what we discovered while we were there. Hello, this is Michael. I am in the car with my friend Frank York, who doesn't want to talk right now because the voice is scraggly because we just woke up. It's
Saturday morning, the 14th of July, and we are on our way to the
Farmer's Market.
I think it's called the Midtown Farmer's Market or something like that. So if there's anything interesting, we're going to record it. Okay. Be back. Okay, we're over here at the Animal Farm booth. Would you call this a booth?
Yes.
And with Monica Graham, whose daughter I used to teach, and son. But so tell me about Animal Farm.
Animal Farm is a certified all-organic farm in Cat Springs, which is west of Katy on I-10 in the Sealy area.
Okay.
And what they grow there, first of all, the variety of foods they grow there are not grown for their appearance.
Mm-hmm.
Or for their super bug resistance, they're grown for their flavor and for their nutritive value.
Got it. So they don't use all the pesticides and all that sort of
That's
stuff,
right.
obviously.
And they also take really good care of the soil out there. So they don't till the soil, and they put as much back in as the vegetables take out. So constantly composting and rejuvenating the soil.
In natural ways.
Right. And that means that the vegetables and fruits that they grow have a higher nutrition value because they're able to get from the soil what they need.
Okay. So even though they don't look as like perfect as you might hope.
Right.
And then we were just talking about stevia. Is that what it's called?
Stevia is a natural sweetener. It's unlike sugar in that it's not high in calories and it's not fattening.
Okay.
And it's also sold, you can get it in leaf form and bruise the leaves and flavor things with them, like beverages, but you can buy it in powdered or liquid form to sweeten a larger quantity of beverages or to bake with, even.
Oh, cool. And then someone was talking about eggs earlier. The eggs come from here, too?
Yes, they have free-range chickens, and I don't recall the name of the breed of chicken, but they lay green eggs.
Oh, wow.
And they're really cute.
That's
really
cool.
Pretty.
I'll have to come early so I can get some next time. Okay. Well, cool. Thanks for talking to
Thank
us.
Thank you.
Okay, well, I'm here now at a booth for the center, and tell me your name.
My name is Alicia Lee. My husband is Bernard Lee. And the center, the proper name is the Center Serving Persons with Mental Retardation.
Okay.
But it's always been known as the Center for the Retarded. And they just changed the name a few years ago, and we kind of still call it the Center for the Retarded.
Okay.
It's on Allen Parkway in Shepherd.
I've actually driven by that so many times.
Oh,
and,
most people really have. And you want to ask me questions?
There are all these baked goods that I'm sampling as we're talking. I keep getting handed stuff.
Absolutely. This is something that started many, many years ago. I started making fruitcakes. And Mrs. Barbara Bush decided that she doesn't really care for fruitcakes and would I make ginger snaps. So I went to work on the recipe and sent her a tin of ginger snaps in Kennebunkport. And she loved them. And that was 6 years ago. And Now we have sold over $1 million worth of our products.
Oh, wow.
And we now have cheese snaps as well as ginger snaps. We have a new crunchy chocolate nugget. That's our newest cookie.
Okay.
And I think we're going to stop for a while after that.
Okay. Thank God.
So anyway, anybody can go online to gingersnaps.org and find us. And we'd be happy to take care of them.
Okay.
We ship all over the world. We have clients all over the world. Ambassador to China from the United States. And on and on and on. We've been in the New York Times 3 times. Magazine, Wine Spectator.
Wow, I'm glad I stopped here to talk to you guys.
Yeah, it's very, very exciting.
I wish I had a camera to take pictures of these lovely boxes.
Well, the residents make the ornaments that you see on the tins.
Oh, wow.
It's handmade paper pressed into cookie molds, and then it's gilded. And if you notice that there's a little pad that's on top of the cookie.
Oh, okay, with the names of...
It tells you a little bit about the center and the philosophy, and then it tells you who was the artisan that made the decoration that was
amazing. Oh, okay.
That just happens to be our son.
Oh, wow. That's perfect.
Just
by coincidence. Just by chance.
Well, really, it really is.
Hand me the ginger snap.
There you go. But anyway, this has been wonderful, and we love the fact that we are able to do something we like to do as well as help other people.
Okay, great. Well, this is great. Thanks for talking to me. Okay, now I'm here at the Plum Pantry booth. Actually, it's Monica Pope's Essentials for the Easy Home Cooking. So, a little internet TV thing. Okay, right now I'm being made fun of.
I don't even know what the internet is.
The internet is like this thing where you can like get stuff, pretty much. Should we start again so you don't feel silly? Okay, here we go. Take 2. This is the Monica Pope interview. Okay, I'm here at Monica Pope's booth. This is Plum Pantry. This is mostly like pre-made to-go kind of stuff?
Prepared foods, yes. Pantry items that you can keep on hand to make cooking easier and get cooking again.
That's beautiful. I used to work for Monica, so that's why we're being so silly. So pretty much you started the whole idea of doing this farmer's market here. Actually, no, she did not.
Let's not give credit where credit is due. I guess it was about 2.5 years ago, two women started the Houston Farmer's Market in the Heights at Onion Creek.
Okay.
And they approached me about doing something, which we had always been waiting for somebody to do a farmer's market so that we could actually join it, you know, and support and somehow do something. So they started it. It's still going strong, but we couldn't continue because of certain city issues. So we started Midtown because we, the prepared food people, could be inside, and then the produce vendors could be outside. But yes, I'm given all the credit for all of the farmers markets.
Oh, well, but it really
But there are actually three certified farmers markets in the city right now, run by different entities, Urban Harvest and then Houston Farmers in Midtown.
So this is fairly new, though. Within the past couple of years, we didn't really have this kind
of
thing.
Yeah, two and a half years ago. And I always thought that if they happened, that they would work. But I actually am really surprised that consistently people come out every single week or, you know, some routine every month. And it changes the way they eat, and it changes I think the way they live. You know, it's one of those community things that Houston was lacking. You know, it's a big city, and you can be stuck in your car and the air conditioning, and you know, there's a lot of restaurants, but it's like we really needed something to get us back to eating really, really good food that's grown here, you know?
Right.
And then all the other things that happens from that, artisans like Brian over there or Richard who does chocolates, I mean, it actually brings everybody together, you know?
Cool. And the energy people too, Green Mountain.
Right, Green Mountain.
I got switched over today.
Yeah, exactly, and they sponsored our t-shirt, and they're going to sponsor whatever we need this year, which might be a new sign or something like that. So they find it, it really works for them to get, you know, get people to switch over. So.
Okay, great. Well, thanks for talking to me.
You're welcome.
And hopefully we'll have another interview soon.
Absolutely.
Dun, dun, dun. Thanks. And that concludes my audio visit to the Midtown Farmers Market. That's on Travis Street. It's around the corner of Travis in Alabama in Houston, Texas, Midtown. It's really a fun event to go to. It seems like it'd be kind of lame. I had to do a little bit of prodding to get my friend Frank to join me, but once we got there, he loved it. There's some interesting things to do. There's some little snacky stuff. It's just a neat event, and it's something that is rare to Houston, although there are now three of them in town, if I'm counting correctly. The last thing I'm going to do today is play another song. It looks like the show is not incredibly long, so there's another group that I wanted to play. And again, they've got these MP3s available for free download from their site, so I'm assuming it's okay for me to play them on the show. I emailed them, and they didn't respond, so I guess that means yes. Please play my song to your 20 listeners. I have 23 listeners right now. I don't know how many of those people are listening or subscribing by default through QPotter, but whatever. I've got 23 subscribers. And last time I mentioned, I think I had 7, so that's pretty cool. I've gotten good responses. So if you'd like to say something about the show, if you haven't said hello yet and I don't know you're listening, please let me know. I'm really curious who you people are. The email address is mikeypod@gmail.com. So here we go. Climber can be found at, oh God, I don't know the website. I think it's ClimberPDX. ClimberPDX? Yeah, .com. That was right. They have a really neat website, too. It's like they call it a airport, some kind of airport, they said in one of their emails. They're out of, God, maybe I should have looked at this stuff before I started rambling on. I just decided to play them. Oregon. They're from Oregon. So check out the website. It's cool. This is one of their more low-key songs, but I really like it a lot. It's called My Pod, My Life. This will close the show. You're listening to Mikey Pod on the Bayou. This is Michael Herron. And here's Climber with My Pod, My Life. See you next week.
I'm
Orange County was my home. Weeks in oxygen suits, drilling, never spilling those precious molecules.
Trailer.